Good morning, my friends. Happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. It is a joy and a privilege to be here with you this morning to share something else that has been on my heart for the whole week. And today is Wednesday, and I'm trying to make a schedule that on Wednesdays I share something from the Word of God with you guys, with my friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ. And today I have invited a very, very special guest to be with us, and she's going to tell us her name. And here she goes.
Hi everybody, it's finally good to meet you all. And yes, back to my name. My name's Eleni Carla Landero.
Okay, and today we are here because we want to talk to you guys about a very special person in our lives. We're going to be talking to you about Jesus, and today we're going to be using the verse that says Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentiles." So keep on listening for more of "Are You Ashamed of Jesus?" The ups and downs, the smiles, the frowns, it's called life, and no one said it was easy. But if you watch your health, you guard your heart, and you live life on purpose, it's worth it. I'm your host, Carla Mendoza, here to talk to you about all things health, all things heart, and all things on purpose. Hope you have a wonderful time with us today. Thank you for being here. So today, we are back now, and of course, my daughter, Eleni, introduced herself, and she's going to be a guest with us today talking about, are we ashamed of Jesus? Now, we know we live in a world where there's a whole lot of everything. Everybody is fighting for their opinion to be validated. Everybody is fighting for their lifestyle to be accepted. Everybody is fighting so that they could do Christianity the way they would like. With the whole new age religion coming in, everybody wants to have a spiritual part of their life, but they don't want to have Jesus in it. So we find that we are living in a world where more and more religions are coming up. There's only one Jesus, but there are hundreds and hundreds of religions, and each and every one of them interprets God's word, or the lack of God's word, in their own way, creating, you know, their own place, their own religion, their own system, and they want to be accepted. They want their religion to be the one. They want their religion to take them to heaven. But we know that the Word of God says, "I am the way." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So we talked about the bus the other day, that the way to know if your life is going in the right path is Jesus in your life. And so today we want to talk a little bit about being ashamed of letting people know that you believe in Christ, that you believe in Jesus, that you believe in the Word of God, and that you have Him in your heart. So I want to ask Eleni today. Eleni, what do you think about people who are ashamed of Jesus?
Well, I think that they should walk in the path of Jesus. Find someone who sees Jesus in their heart, and then they'll want to do it too, so they'll walk in His steps and follow them until they get it, and then they start going in the Jesus life.
Okay, so you think that it's very important for us to have friends and people around our life that believe in Jesus too. Now, Eleni has touched on a very important point here. When we believe in Christ, it is important that we share our lives or have friends or people, positive people in our life who have the same belief. And that is where churches come up. Churches are a place where like-minded people come to worship, to praise, to honor, and to uplift the name of Christ. Of course, there are different types of religions and different types of churches, and each church is going to teach their own doctrines. But we know that religion and relationship are two different things. So today I wanted to share with you a story, and this story is called, I won't tell you the name because I'm going to give away what the story is about, but this is about a young woman who went to college, and she was such a beautiful woman. Everyone admired her. She was beautiful. She had the attention of all the young men, and all the girls looked at her, you know, from the corner of their eye. And every evening after college or after classes, she would go to the campus and she would walk hand in hand with this man. But everybody wondered how in the world she could do that, because this man was disfigured. You could tell that he had been in some sort of accident, and his hands and his face were disfigured. And she would hold his disfigured hand and she would walk the campus laughing as if it was the best thing that had ever happened to her, the best moment of her day. And everybody would witness this beautiful girl with this person, this disfigured man, walking campus all the time. One day somebody got brave enough to ask this girl, "Why do you hang around with that disfigured man? How can you love him? How can you make him your boyfriend? How can you have a relationship with him?" And so the girl said, "You see that man? When I was a little girl," she said, a fire broke out in our apartment where we lived, and my parents were not close by. And that young man went into the fire to save me. I am little sister and he is big brother. And because of the sacrifice that he made for me, I know that his love for me is true and pure. And I know that big brother is the one that I want to hold hands with. I want to spend time with the one who loves me. And it's the same way with Jesus. Jesus gave his life for us. He gave his life on a cross. He shed his blood so that we could be set free from sin, from negativity, from the chains and the tactics and the weapons of the enemy, so that they could be powerless against us if we only believe in the power of Jesus. And so we see that this girl said, "He is not just any man. He is big brother." And John 15:13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." How do you know somebody loves you? They lay down their life for you. That is the ultimate way to know if a person loves you. And Jesus did that. Now, I'm not saying go and give your lives for someone, but that shows great love. When you can sacrifice your own well-being for the benefit of another, you know, that shows love. So, Eleni, what do you think about this story about Big Brother?
I think you should be the same way with God. You obey him when he died. He sacrificed his own self just for us to forgive our sins.
Yes, that is so true, Eleni. And Romans, the verse that we covered today, says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentiles." That was Romans 1:16. And then there's also a verse that says, Romans 5:5, "Hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." And so therefore, we need not be ashamed of Jesus, of the relationship that we have with him. When we love someone, and I'm talking about in real life relationships, when we love someone and truly love someone, we're not embarrassed of this person. I mean, you know, sometimes I see people they rant and they rave about the person they love on Facebook, and I never see a face, I never see a person, and I'm like, why don't they show the person they love? Why aren't they talking to the whole world about this person? Why don't they go to the top of the biggest hill and scream the love of they have for this person? Like when a baby is born, everybody talks about this baby, everybody shows pictures about this baby. So we as Christians, why aren't we sharing more? Why aren't we talking more about the one who died to set us free? Why aren't we testifying more? You know, and it all boils down to, sometimes deep down inside of our core, we are a little bit maybe scared of what people are gonna say, scared to be seen differently, or scared to be talked about, ashamed maybe of the lifestyle that we choose, or, you know, being seen as different. But today the verse says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Let us not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. This girl told the whole world, "This is Big Brother. I love him because he saved my life." And if ever they ask me, "Why do you love Jesus so much?" My answer is always going to be, because he died on a cross to save me from my sins. He died on a cross to save me from Satan's hands, from the grasp of the enemy. He died to save my life. And I love Big Brother. Jesus is our Big Brother, and he wants us to live a life of happiness, a life of joy, a life of peace. Eleni, what do you think about Jesus?
I think he's amazing. I think he loves, I think even the people that don't believe in God, he still sees them as his little kids. Even though Satan is fading away, Satan is still trying to find a way to get out of this prison, to lock himself in a tiny box full of things that would definitely work to savage the earth.
Okay, so Satan is working really hard to savage the earth, to get everyone on his side so that we don't go to heaven with Jesus someday. Right, Eleni?
Yeah, but every time he tries, God fights back as hard as he can. And the more people that get him in their life, the more people that can fight with him, the more people that have their weapons ready to defeat Satan.
That's awesome, Eleni, and that is so true. We are warriors for Christ. When the enemy comes and tells you a lie, Jesus doesn't exist, Jesus doesn't love you, you're never going to amount to anything, you're not saved, you are this, your past, this is your past. When he starts to lay out all these things in front of us and we are afraid to speak because we're ashamed that people are going to say, look at how that person used to be and look what they're trying to pass themselves as being now. Oh, look at, they want to be a Miss Goody Two-Shoes now. Look at her now, before she was this way and she was that way. Don't listen to the enemy, because Jesus died to set you free from your past, from your mistakes, and from your sinful ways. And now, like Eleni says, just go on his side of the war. Go on Jesus' side of the war. And now you are in the light. And as long as you are in the light, you will never be in the darkness ever again. So I will leave you here with Galatians 5:25. It says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. So Galatians says we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ died and then he went back to heaven. But before he went back to heaven, he said, I will send you a comforter. I am going to send you someone to be with you. John 15:26 says, when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who gives out from the Father, he will testify about me. So the Holy Spirit tells us that Jesus is the Son of God. The Holy Spirit puts it in our spirit that we are children of God and that we need to love him, and we need not be ashamed of the life that we live. Like Eleni says, we need to just be on the right side of the war. We are in a spiritual war, the war with light versus darkness. But today, if you are on the side of Jesus, you have decided to be on the side of love. Greater love had no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. If you are holding Jesus' hand today, if you are walking hand in hand with Christ, it doesn't mean that your life is going to be perfect, but it means that the Holy Spirit will be there to guide you every step of the way. So Eleni, what are your last words for our friends today as they consider loving Jesus and walking with Jesus every day?
Follow his instructions. Read the Bible. Then you'll find the paths that you'll need. And once you find the paths, you're basically inside Jesus' heart and you're fighting too with him every single time you read a new chapter of the Bible. You can find it anywhere. You just need to believe that everything God said, everything my mom just said, everything I'm saying is true. And once you believe in that, you believe in God. And once you believe that God is real, you're in God's Holy Spirit
kingdom. Yay! Awesome! Eleni is very wise. Wow. She says, once you read the Bible, it's like you're in the heart of God. Oh my word. I think I'm going to quote Eleni for today. Read your Bible, because when you read the Word of God, you are in the heart of God. So I welcome you, my friends, to read the Bible more, because when you read God's word, you will know his heart and his will for your life.